tonight. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Hello, this is Eliana, and I'm here with Reese. Wait, let me put her mic on. Hi, Reese. She doesn't have headphones, but she is here.
Hello.
Yeah, I think she's here. But you are we are Gobsmacked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, you are working. I hear
you. Yay, good.
Okay, so right now you just heard Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. Great song. Written by Ed Sheeran. You know, learned that at a concert. My first concert, actually. Ed Sheeran concert. Yeah, anything you want to add, Reese?
We could talk about how gobsmacked we are with the Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Hailey
yes.
Baldwin drama, because it goes crazy.
Wait, I am not super following of all of their drama, because I know it's been going on for a while. That's not a new thing, all their, like, that's old news.
It's really old news, but it just keeps happening.
So what's the most recent thing that you can recall happening?
I think basically anything that Hailey Bieber does, people hate her for it for no reason.
Just because it's her?
Yes. Oh, okay. So basically, I think it's one of those things that Selena Gomez does something, so then Hailey Bieber has to do it. You know, like Selena Gomez right. started her makeup brand, what is it, Rare Beauty?
Yeah,
and
now.
Then Hailey started Rhodes? Whatever it is.
Yeah. So are they just like accusing her of basically copycatting everything?
I guess so. It really doesn't matter. Absolutely not. I think the whole Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber drama was years and years ago. And she denied that they had dated or something. She was like, oh, he's like a little brother to me. And she would say that. And then
I remember at like Starbucks, they used to have like the tip jars where it said like Hailey versus Selena. And you would put your tip into the one that you supported. And like the Selena was always like full. And I was like, I mean, I like Selena Gomez. I've always been a fan, but I know very little about the Bieber side.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it was drama between two girls and a guy. And as always, people pit the girls against each other, or the women.
We should have been blaming the man.
We should blame Justin Bieber, which speaking of, if we want to go back to childhood with Justin Bieber, I used to have a poster of Justin Bieber that I bought, or that my aunt, I think, bought for me at the Scholastic Book Fair that I had in my closet, and I would say goodnight to him every night.
Aww, and
when he got arrested for doing not great things while driving, I ripped up the poster because no boyfriend of mine would act like that.
Yeah, no, you need a respectful boyfriend who's going to follow the law.
Exactly. So,
you know, that's important. So everyone should follow the law. It's very important. Yeah. I remember, I think this was this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you know, that Justin Bieber has a baby, correct?
I think that was like a year.
Wait, no, the baby's older. The news is not that he has a baby, but they dressed him up for Halloween this year as Justin Bieber's baby look, in like what he looked like when he sung Baby, in the little purple sweatshirt and white jean jacket. And so it was like a mini him. Did you not see this?
Really narcissistic. I did not hear about that.
But I think it was the wife, or the baby mama.
They're married.
Okay, yeah. I thought they were married.
Or the baby mama.
But it's the wife who did it, and she was like, yeah, ever since I found out I was pregnant, I've been planning this. Like, I'm going to dress him up was when my husband was, like, a child. Now it's, like, a mini him. But it was a little weird.
Cute.
Yeah, I mean, it was cute, but a little funky.
Interesting, yeah. Well, love Justin Bieber's music.
Justin Bieber's...
Yeah, I think my dad used to make fun of him because he would only call him Justin Bieber. Because he didn't want to say his last name correctly. And my dad hated that he wore those flat bill caps.
Yeah.
My dad hated that.
Oh, he likes the round ones?
Yeah.
I guess that's how they're supposed to be. Justin Bieber, he's just like, I remember when we were in like middle school, elementary school, the fan base was kind of like toxic. Wasn't that a thing?
What fan base isn't toxic, to be for real? Oh, but my favorite Halloween costumes are the kind that are just really obscure references to things, and I saw so many people going as Hailey Bieber when she's dressed up and like she looks gorgeous, she's in a red or pink dress or something, and then Justin Bieber's there in like a full pink hoodie set with the hood on. Have you seen that?
No,
it's so funny.
That's so funny. I need to become more funny with my Halloween costumes, and I think I got more into that this year and a little bit last year too, but like I feel like Halloween is about being silly, and we need to just like everyone just needs to look like an idiot on Halloween. But like in a recognizable way, but you know what I mean. Like everyone just throws on a corset and calls it what it is, and I'm like, is that what you did this?
Precisely my costume. However, I swore to not spend any money on a Halloween costume, and I didn't.
Fair. Wait, I'm about to return $60 worth of Halloween costume stuff that I did not use that I bought, and I'm so excited to get my money back.
Nice.
Like I was able to like craft my costumes, which I don't know why I spent so much money in the first place. Yeah. I spent like $100 and I was like, now I'm getting it all back.
Wow, that's crazy.
I didn't use any of it.
I spent $0 and I stole my second costume from my roommate's boyfriend. So
what was your second costume?
It was like a cat or a wolf. He was she was technically Little
that.
Red
that
Riding
cool.
Hood, and he was a wolf, and I just stole the ears and wore all black, and I was just I was and I drew the nose and the whiskers. And I guess I could say that I was from, do you know Modern Family, where, what's her name, Haley?
Oh, she dresses.
Check it. I'm a scary black cat. Yeah. I was just trying to give that energy, I guess.
Wait, I love it when she wears that nurse robe backwards and the mom, yes. Claire, is like, you know you have that on backwards. She's like, yeah, but it looks better this way. And I'm like, yeah.
Or when she decides to be sexy Mother Teresa.
Yes! That's so funny. That is such an oxymoron, but I guess that's the point. That's why it's funny.
That's adorable. I love Modern Family.
Yeah. I guess we'll let you guys stop hearing us yap for a couple minutes.
And we'll get back to the music.
But we'll be back in a couple minutes, trust.
Just polyester, but you like her better. Wish I were. and it never feels out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes when you see my face. Hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. Now where's your picket fence, love? And where's that shiny car? And did it ever get you far? You never seem so dense, love. I've never seen you fall so hard. And do you know where you are? And truth be told, I miss you. And truth be told, I'm lying. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell.
If you're leaving, baby, let me can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You're dedicated. I get what I want.
I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling. I try to say goodbye and I choke, I try to walk away and I stumble, though I try to hide it, it's clear my world crumbles when you are not. May seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front. You've got a hold of me, don't even know your power. I stand 100 feet, but I fall when I'm around you. Show me an open door, then you go and slam it on me. I can't take any more. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Just to be near you, baby. Heart open, testify.
tell me that I'm not crazy. I'm not asking for a lot, just that you're honest with me. And my pride is all I got. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. My lungs ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy.
Pretend you cling to your papers and pens. everybody would still. Oh,
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul, and it's the only thing that I know. No, I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you, and it's the only thing we take with us when we die. Can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed inside these pages. You just hold. Back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Promise that one day I'll be around. I'll keep you safe, I'll keep you sound. Right now it's pretty crazy, and I don't know how to stop or slow it down. Hey, I know there are some things we need to talk about, and I can't stay. Just let me hold you for a little longer now.
of my heart and make it all your own. So when we are apart, you'll never be alone. Never be alone. Close your eyes and maybe far but never gone. When you fall asleep tonight, just remember that we lay under the same stars. And hey, I know there are some things we need to talk about, and I can't stay.
So before this last song plays, this is the end of our show, or we're getting there. And we have, you know, we've played some kind of sad songs today, some breakup vibes, some, we had some pop in there, but it was very, you know, a little, just a little depressing. But Halloween is over. The depressing era, although the weather is bad and seasonal depression will start, there is a happier season coming up. What is that season, Reese?
Christmas!
Christmas! I am Jewish, I do not celebrate Christmas, but I recognize the happiness of the Christmas season.
The Christmas spirit is for everybody.
Yeah, I embrace the Christmas spirit. I think it is an amazing feeling. And so we're going to end out this set getting you into that Christmas mood. You already heard some Ariana Grande today, and we've decided that we love her Christmas song, Santa Tell Me.
Yes, because it is now Christmas, then we get 2 days for Thanksgiving, then Christmas again.
Yes, you know, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I feel like I've definitely talked about this on the show before. Thanksgiving, Reese's giving me a crazy-eyed look. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. It
wow.
is about family, it's about food, it's about getting fat
because yes.
of all the family and the
Unless
food.
You're a turkey trot family, which respect
oh,
to you,
not.
But never.
No, we are we are such a lazy family on Thanksgiving. We don't cook. We order the food. We order things. I bake dessert. But we don't, my parents, they work full time. So they do not have the time for Thanksgiving to spend hours cooking. So we order it from Wegmans or from Uncle Giuseppe's. If you know Uncle Giuseppe's, shout out. Then we pick it up the morning of. We toss it in the oven all day. We sit around. We're lazy. We chat. Our family from South Jersey comes up and we have a nice little day of football watching and Black Friday shopping.
Wow.
But yeah, we are not your, what you would think when you think of Thanksgiving. There is no cooking. We have minimal cleanup because we don't like to clean either.
That's the point, though. You're supposed to get stressed and everyone yells at everyone
nope.
while they're cooking.
We are a loving family. I actually do get stressed, though. I always bake. I bake, like, pies and I bake cookies. I'm gluten-free. Reese is also gluten-free. So I bake all the gluten-free desserts because no good place sells good gluten-free desserts for Thanksgiving. Gluten-free pies are usually really bad. Pie crusts are hard to come by. But, so that's our rant. For the next month and change more, next two, three months, you will be hearing lots of Christmas from us.
2-3 weeks?
Hmm?
Not months? It's November.
Yeah, November, December, January.
We're playing Christmas music in January?
No, we are. No, I don't know. I guess we'll do New Year's. We'll celebrate New Year's. And then it's Reese's birthday in February, so we'll be celebrating that. Don't know what
hey.
We'll play for that. I guess we'll listen to country all month. I'm not against that. I love that. Okay, was it too early? This has been Eliana and
Reese
on Gobsmacked. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yay!
Enjoy Christmas.
We'll be right back.